Come listen, oh, while though the weather be cold, in your pockets and plackets your hands you may hold. I'll tell you a story as true as 'tis rare, of a river turned into a Bartholomew Fair. Since old Christmas last, there has been such a frost that the Thames has by half the whole nation been crossed. Oh, scholars, I pity your faith of extremes. Each landman is now become free of the Thames. 'Tis some Lapland acquaintance of Conjurer Oates that has tied up your hands and imprisoned your boats. You know he was ever a friend to the crew of all that to Admiral James has been true. Where skulls once did row, men walk to and fro, but ere 4 months are ended, it will hardly be so. Should your hopes of a thaw by this weather be crossed, your fortunes would soon be as hard as the frost. In roast beef and brandy much money is spent, in booths made of blankets that pay no ground rent. With old-fashioned chimneys the rooms are secured, and the houses from danger of fire insured. The chief place you meet is called Temple Street. If you do not believe me, then you may go see it. From the temple the students do thither resort, who were always great patrons of revels and sport. The citizen comes with his daughter or wife, and swears he ne'er saw such a sight in his life. The prentice is starved at home for want of coals. To catch them a heat, do flock thither in shoals. While the country squire does stand and admire at the wondrous conjunction of water and fire. Straight comes an archwag, a young son of a whore, and lays the squire's head where his heels were before. The Rotterdam Dutchman with fleet cutting skates to pleasure the crowd shows his tricks and his feats, who like a rope dancer for all his sharp steels, his brains and activity lie in his heels. Here all things like fate are in slippery state, from the sole of the foot to the crown of the pate, while the rabble and sledges run giddily round, and naught but a circle of folly is found. Here damsels are handed like nymphs in the bath by gentlemen ushers with legs like a lath. They slide to a tune and cry, "Give me your hand," when the tottering fops are scarce able to stand. Then with fear and with care they arrive at the fair, where wenches sell glasses and cracked earthenware, to show that the world and the pleasures it brings are made up of brittle and slippery things. A spark of the bar with his cane and his muff one day went to treat his new rid kitchen stuff. Let slip from her gallant the gay damsel tried, as oft she had done in the country to slide. In the way lay a stump that with a damp thump she broke both her shoestrings and crippled her rump. The heat of her buttocks made such a great thaw, she had like to have drowned the man of the law. All you that are warm both in body and purse, I give you this warning for better or worse. Be not there in the moonshine, pray take my advice, for slippery things have been done on the ice. Maids there have been said to lose maidenhead, and sparks from full pockets gone empty to bed. If their brains and their bodies had not been too warm, 'tis 40 to 1 they had come to less harm.